Yeah, Mug.
KNW Mobile.
Nick Z, good morning.
Good. Good, I heard of Nick. We'll be running late today.
Now leaving. I'm running really late.
Get at you.
He called him yet. He'll figure it out. Morning, Andrew.
Harv in the fuss and his boss man there, right?
I have to work for a rest.
Yeah. 640-mile round trip to Kentucky and back. That took 11 hours. And then Saturday we had that birthday party and the granddaughter was swimming. I was in the pool for like 4 hours. And then Sunday we went back for another 4 or 5 hours. It's like, man, I'm give out.
It's a wear you out. I had a granddaughter's birthday this weekend. That didn't get too crazy, but if you spend much time with them, you'll be wore slap out.
High adventure weekend. I didn't do nothing but go to work, and then Sunday I went and flew my plane, and that was it.
Get on the radio for field day.
Took on that once everything was over with.
It was a threefer down in Louisiana, but I would have had to rotate the antenna, and I just didn't feel like going out and doing it.
I can't remember who this was, but they were up in Ohio, I believe. I mean, they were coming in strong yesterday on 20 meters. And I tried to get a Colorado, but they signed off by the time I was ready to start calling.
What the Ed?
Seven. I need to.
You know, Miss Carol fell and that and broke her other shoulder.
Oh, wow. I hate to hear that. Good grief. He ain't pushing her down, is he?
Maybe that she's passing out or something. She's going for some tests this week sometime. And I had to try to figure it out. You know, she just got over the one broken shoulder and now she broke the other one.
Not the first one. I'll have to give him a call. I don't know if I'll have time today, but I will, I'm off tomorrow. I'll give him a call tomorrow.
3 or 4, but he's going to have to pick the granddaughter up at school right now, doesn't
he? Field day, everybody was piled on top of each other, and that, it's like, man, it was hard to do anything.
Two videos, a couple of the guys in Texas and out west, they were saying it wasn't a great field day. I guess they just didn't make too many contacts. I don't know.
But on, I was looking at Facebook, and they were saying that the conditions were really, really terrible and everything. But probably, you know, they wouldn't let them run but only 100 watts. You know, a lot of people just tried to overpower everybody. And so that was probably some of it.
Good 100 watts. Wasn't supposed to be about kind of testing your equipment, emergency preparedness, you know, kind of getting the word out about a ham radio, setting up in parts and stuff like that. I mean, I didn't do any of that, but that's what it's supposed to be about.
For field day, Mike?
Yesterday?
Sunday.
I sure did. I did. I went to my granddaughter's birthday party Saturday. Didn't get home till 8:30 p.m. And then yesterday went to church and got back and just relaxed, man. Because we had a incredibly busy week last week, a hot week. Man, it was hot. And then this week is going to be pretty busy with 4th of July coming up.
Yeah, I got Saturday, I guess we're going to run back up to Kentucky and drop her off and come back the same day.
You guys don't know anybody who's looking for Yaesu 857, do you?
Anybody off the top of my head, but I'd have to look at it and see if I would be interested in it or not.
It is in great shape. You know, it is used, but it was used as a mobile. I bought it from a truck guy. He had it mounted up in his tractor. But it's in excellent shape. Comes with the,
or you might have to get somebody
it's a T100 auto tuner.
Days they do the swap net, and you can let Gary know what you got, and he'll call it out, and you tell him to take it off his list and see if he can sell it for you.
I'm selling it with the auto tuner as well.
I got to remember who it is. He might be able to put it on the swap net for you and see if you can get some more people that might want it.
KO4 HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Patrick.
Who does the swap net on Wednesday?
That would be Gary, KI4DOS.
Touch with Mike. He can put it on there and see if he might want it.
I'll try that.
Mike, if you send me the information, I can pass it along to him. I talk to him on a regular basis.
I'll text it to you. I'll text you some pictures.
Roger that.
Speak of freedom, y'all, before I go sit in the tent for a week and sweat my butt off. This week, Sunday, we'll be leaving out for Boy Scout camp at Raven Knob, which is up near Mount Airy, North Carolina.
Thank you.
Take it in my trunk, or fit it in my trunk. I'm planning on it. It'll be a pretty lightweight setup. I'm going to slim everything down to one little case, my solar panel and stuff, and that'll be it. I'll have, because I'll have to do... I got the adult training for the leadership stuff, and then we're going to do the CPR and the AED training, and it was one more class, and I might try to, they got frisbee golf, so I might try to partake in that a little bit.
KO4TFW.
KK4NXZ.
KO4HKX.
KO4CF.
Going up to Raven Knob the week of 4th of July is what I'm understanding.
And, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. It's weird because my youngest son doesn't want me to go now. But, you know, I got to have the training for the spot in the scouts. So I can't be a scout master. Everybody's pretty much an assistant scout master. I can't do that without the training class.
Youngest son doesn't want you to go now.
He was all like, yeah. Now he's like, no, I don't want you there. I'm like, I wish you'd told me that a long time ago.
With teenage boys.
He's glad I'm going to be there. But my youngest is not. He doesn't want me there anymore. I don't know. He's got it in his head that he'll have daddy hovering over him. But Boy Scouts, I pretty much let him go. I do what I gotta do and hang out with the adults.
Figure that out once he gets there, realize what's going on.
Taking field day in.
I'm set up, and they didn't get ready. I don't know, I guess it's about 3:30, somewhere in there, maybe a little before, but about that time is when my time was up. I had to come back home. Had some other stuff I had to get done, and I tried to get on up here at the house, and it was a no-go.
Anybody?
Bands for, I don't know, about an hour, and I heard one or two people talking, but they weren't anything with field day.
Just a couple of numbers, there was somebody everywhere. They were all piled on top of each other.
Patrick, what time do you get back home?
I don't know. 6:30, 7 o'clock.
When field day officially ended, like when it
It was 20 UTC or something like that. I can't remember.
That's our time, Sunday evening.
I tried to get on that evening, and there was just so much noise on my radio, I couldn't hardly hear anything.
I'm curious, was your antenna? I mean, I know conditions were bad, but, you know, I mean, usually during the peak of it, it's just people are all over top of each other.
I don't know what's going on. Like I said, getting kind of frustrated with the whole thing.
Different antenna or something, figure out what the problem is.
I mean, it very well could, I know you use a dipole. I mean, it very well could be the direction of the dipole. Because, I mean, they are directional broadside to the dipole itself. So one part of it's facing into the mountain. You know, you're only going to get what radiates straight up or just a little bit over the mountain. It might be kind of affecting you that way. So who knows? We can always try to figure that out. Well, gentlemen, I am getting off of my exit. I need to snatch this antenna off the top of my car. So I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all be safe, and hope we talk at you this afternoon. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Andrew, have a great day. KO4HK.
7-3, Andrew. KN4TFW.
7-3, Andrew. Have a great day. KK4NXC.
On your antenna, you got, like, ladder line that comes down in the center?
No, sir. I got a center-fed dipole, and it's just got the balance or there in the center, and wires running out.
Swap the two wires and see if that makes a difference.
You got power lines in front of me and the mountain behind me, and I don't know if that's affecting me or what. I don't know what it is. The antenna runs east and west, and I don't know, it seems like if I hear anything, it's always to the north of me.
West, you'd only be broadcasting north and south unless you're pretty high in the center and low on the end.
It's about 20, maybe 25 feet to center, and the ends are about 4 feet off.
So the mountain gave me fits up here, and I changed antennas, and did fine after that, but what brand antenna is that?
Chameleon MCOM 3, or MCOM 2, sorry.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Off with, like, the new one that I put up, at least you'd be able to, you know, rotate it a little bit and see if that helps you get out.
Thought about that. I just don't know where I would put it because I got the 2 meter 440 out there, the beam and the vertical on it, and I just don't know where I would put another HF without interfering with that. Another option to put this antenna up is in the back house, which is actually closer to the mountain and run along my retaining wall. Put a post up the center there and put it out that way. But then that puts me closer to the mountain.
Antenna always give you trouble?
I've done better with it before than what I have lately. So I don't know if something's happened or what.
And that's when the trouble started?
It hasn't moved since I put it up.
Well, on a Windham, I had to take it down to cut some trees down in my front yard. I ain't got a yard, but in the front of my house. And the connection was loose. And I know that it was tight when I put it up. I'm wondering if you ought to just drop that down and check your coax connection.
That.
I haven't checked it in a few months. But that's not that hard to do at all, really. I was wondering if that might be it myself, but you never know.
Car's doing good?
Car's good. I've got a Rig Blaster 55 sticking it. Or Rig, yeah, Rig Blaster. Or, yeah. So, I don't know if anything's wrong there, but it's reading, depending on which band you're on, but it's reading no more than a 2 on anything.
Well, a loose connection would most likely show up in SWR. I got to step out for just a minute. I'll be back. KK4NXC.
Move over to the other repeater if you guys are going to be around.
Get you over there. KN4TFW.